When the membrane would form in the throat. It would be high fever diphtheria or?
Oh, yes. Diphtheria. D-I-P.
Dip.
Diphtheria. You don't hear anyone going to the trouble to say diphtheria.
And the one where the patient turns yellow.
Jaundice. Jaundice is what you will hear.
Is that what you would say?
I imagine, yes. Unless I thought about it. And then I'd say jaundice.
Have you ever heard janders for that?
No.
Yaller jander. He's got the yaller janders. The one that...
Well, no. I think I've read that somewhere. I've never heard it.
It's
never heard it spoken.
It's a good one.
Janders.
The one where you get a sharp pain in your right side here.
Appendicitis.
Huh? And if you have eaten something that doesn't agree with you and it just goes around and around and around and finally you realize that you can't keep it down any longer, you say you have to
vomit.
Is this the accepted term?
I think so.
Any terms that aren't acceptable?
Oh. Your kid is speaking of losing their cookies. And that isn't the thing you're after, though, I'm sure, is it?
Well,
you don't want that.
If that has bearing on it. I knew as a boy, let's see, I would either throw up or vomit.
Throw up?
Yes. I couldn't puke. That was a term that was taboo in my house.
Well, yeah, we probably got our ears boxed for using that too. But throw up? Yes, when I was a child.
Yeah. It's interesting how some of these words are taboo and others are acceptable. And then while it's going around, you say you're sick. Where?
You're sick at your stomach.
Here's a couple that will just stick out like a sore thumb because they don't fit here. If someone comes to the door here to deliver a message, to give you information, say that you've won $100, and your secretary comes back and sees the man leaving and says, did he come to give you a bill? You might say, no, he didn't come to give me a bill. He came
to give me $100.
If you have a particularly good friend that you'd like to have visit you, and let's say you have the information that he might be coming through here, you say, if you don't visit me,
I don't believe I'd say it in the first place. But if I did, if you don't come, I'll break your neck.
Now these children again that were making so much noise, let's say you've cautioned them once to be quiet. You say, now if you don't be quiet, I'm going to
punish you.
Now how, probably?
I'll spank you.
If a young man comes to see a girl and brings candy and flowers, I guess this was done one time, why you say he's doing what?
Courting.
And he is her
date.
And she is his
date.
And if he proposes and she accepts, then he becomes her
fiance.
If, on the other hand, he proposes and she doesn't accept, you say she has
out of luck.